Welcome to the Full Time Knicks Podcast. Today we have a reading of the Knicks Packages News for April 7th, 2024. Knicks Packages News is a service curated by Knicks contributor Jake Hamilton, and it covers the latest in events related to the Knicks Package GitHub repository. It can be accessed at knickspackages.news. Our hosts today are Shahar Donor and Samyak Sarniak.
Kicking off this week with a bang, Lazarus has announced the launch of the new KnicksOS wiki, found at wiki.knicksos.org. This effort was a long time coming and is the beginning of a more cohesive developer and user experience for Knicks.
Raito Bazarius has provided an update on the previously mentioned sponsorship policy. A policy has not yet been decided on, and the involved parties are continuing to work out the details to ensure that the wishes of community members and contributors are respected. A decision is likely to be made in time for the next board meeting. For more details on what has been discussed, see KnicksOS Foundation issue 110 and KnicksOS Foundation PR 128.
Mick92 announced the Clan project, a toolkit to make it easier to manage networks of VPN-connected KnicksOS machines. This project combines many tools from the KnicksOS ecosystem, such as KnicksOS Anywhere and SOPs Nix with a uniform CLI. To learn more about Clan, take a look at the project's blog post.
MRCJK announced kickstartnix.nvim. If you've wanted to bring your NeoVim setup into the Nix world, this is a great place to start. The project has been transferred into the Nix community organization on GitHub, and more information can be found there for how to get started.
Adopi released Soji Nix, a KnicksOS module designed to manage and securely store your SSH keys in your KnicksOS configuration repository. Soji Nix brings together Age, SOPs, and Soji to securely and efficiently store .ssh details. The project is available on GitHub.
GetChu brought some delight to the Nix ecosystem this week with the announcement of Catpuccin Nix, having been brought into the official Catpuccin GitHub organization. It is now the definitive way to make use of the soothing pastel theme for KnicksOS systems or machines using Home Manager. The Catpuccin Nix Flake is available on GitHub.
TGRC Dev surprised everyone with the announcement of a Garry's Mod Nix Flake. It provides everything you need to run a dedicated Garry's Mod server, including packages and a KnicksOS module.
I played Half-Life when Half-Life came out. I was a child, but I never did play Garry's Mod. Did you try it?
No, I haven't tried Garry's Mod.
New packages added this week. 69, am I right?
Yes. Nice.
9999 years added GitGR. It's a Git Garrett command line client.
Ekenji added Centerpiece, a blazingly fast extendable launcher for Wayland.
A Honeybun added Cosmic Store. It's a work in progress Cosmic App Store.
By PopOS. Aorith added Comac. Comac is an advanced CLI designed to create manifests for the Winget community repository.
Aorith added Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet is a note-taking application optimized for people with a hacker mindset.
AP Raga added RTG Tools. RTG Tools is a collection of utilities for accurate VCF comparison and manipulation.
Arduino added GPU stat, a simple utility for viewing GPU utilization, currently supporting NVIDIA GPUs tested on Linux.
Assistant added Fly, that is FLYE. Fly is a de novo assembler for single molecule sequencing reads using repeat graphs.
Average Bit added Meg, fetch many paths for many hosts without killing the hosts.
At B. Hankas added OCIS bin. OCIS stands for On Cloud and Finite Scale. It's the new file sync and share platform that will be the foundation of your data management platform.
Byte Sudoer added Makima, a Linux daemon to remap and create macros for keyboards, mice, and controllers.
C. Barrett added Buckle. Buckle is a launcher for Buck2. Buck2 is a large-scale build tool, the successor to Buck and ready for users of C++, Python, Rust, Erlang, or Camel.
Side M added Inflow, Variance Optimal Paragraph Formatter.
Clot27 added 64Gram. 64Gram is an unofficial Telegram desktop app.
Cole Mickens added SN Pro. It's a font family. Friendly sans serif typeface optimized for use with Markdown.
Dan Theriault added UJSON Fumpt. UJSON is a JSON implementation by Tailscale. UJSON format permits two things over standard JSON: C-style line comments and block comments, and also allows trailing commas.
And this is a formatter for that. Dav Wolf added Stylance CLI, a CLI tool for bundling Stylance scoped CSS files. What is Stylance? It's a library and CLI tool for working with scoped CSS in Rust.
Don't Eat Oreo added Hidden Bar, an ultralight macOS utility that helps hide menu bar icons.
Drupal added Daytona Bin. Daytona is the open source development environment manager.
E. Clairvoyant added AnyRun, a Wayland native, highly customizable runner.
Emery added Xdoc. Xdoc produces HTML and EPUB documentation for Elixir projects.
Emery added Min. Min is a functional concatenative programming language with a minimalist style, a small but practical standard library, and an advanced REPL, all packaged in a single file.
Emily Trau added PingMe. Send messages or alerts to multiple messaging platforms and email.
Emily Trau added Sloth app. Sloth is a native Mac app that shows all open files and sockets in use by all running processes on your system.
EOPB added Cargo Information, a tool that provides detailed information about a Rust package. It fetches data from the package's cargo TOML file and presents it in a user-friendly format.
Fabaf added Xero. Xero is used to scrape domain names from SSL certificates of arbitrary hosts.
Fabaf added Melwoverview, a first response tool for threat hunting, which performs an initial and quick triage of malware samples, URLs, IP addresses, domains, malware families, IOCs, and hashes. Additionally, Melwoverview is able to get dynamic and static behavior reports, submit and download samples from several endpoints. In few words, it works as a client to main existing sandboxes.
Fabaf added Nuclei Templates, a community curated list of templates for the Nuclei engine to find security vulnerabilities in applications.
Fabaf added OFAT, OFFAT, OWASP, OFFAT, Offensive API Tester. It's created to automatically test API for common vulnerabilities after generating tests from open API specification file.
Fabaf added WitnessMe. WitnessMe is primarily a web inventory tool inspired by iWitness.
FD added R&D name, random strings that are easy to recognize.
Caitlin LePage added Lexical. Lexical is a next-generation language server for the Elixir programming language.
Gio D'Amelio added little boxes. It adds boxes around std::in. Optionally adds a title.
Cute.
I'm seeing a usage example. The command is causae. The argument is little boxes on the hillside. And the output from causae is piped into little boxes. And then you'd get what you would expect from causae with a little box around it.
Hatch01 added kshutdown. It's a graphical shutdown utility for Linux and Windows.
IYNAIX added scope TUI. A simple oscilloscope, vector scope, spectroscope for your terminal. This screenshot is pretty.
Pachik added PlemolJP, PlemolJPNF, and PlemolJPHS. A Japanese composite font based on IBM Plex Mono and IBM Plex Sans JP.
Keenan Weaver added Beastone, unofficial source port for Blake Stone series, Aliens of Gold, and Planet Strike.
Lacrimal LF added Hydra Paper, a wallpaper manager with multi-monitor support.
Lel Genio added Krita plugin gimmick. Krita is a graphics app, and gimmick is a filter framework.
Locke Cranier added GHF, which is the GitHub CLI FCF extension.
Loyal Cranier also added GH Notify, a GH extension to view your GitHub notifications from the command line.
Lord Grimald added RMenu, another customizable application launcher written in Rust.
Marmolak added Gordon Flash Tool, toolset for GoTech SFR1M44-U100 formatted USB flash drives.
Matthias Beer added Annex Time Log, Git Annex based time tracking.
Matthias Beer also added Cargo Auto Inherit, automatically DRY up your Rust dependencies.
Melkor333 added Ansible Navigator, a text-based user interface TUI for Ansible.
M. Gentner added OpenAPI Changes, the world's sexiest OpenAPI breaking changes detector.
Mora XYC added Neza Agent, an agent of Neza monitoring.
M. San FT added Gossip, desktop client for Noster, an open social media protocol.
M. San FT added IDA Free, a freeware version of the world's smartest and most featureful disassembler.
No ACCOS added Astart CTL. It's an Astart command line client utility.
Noka ZN added Proto, a pluggable multi-language version manager.
FIP1611 added Limine, an advanced portable multi-protocol bootloader that supports Linux, Multiboot 1 and 2, the native Limine boot protocol, and more.
FIP1611 also added Rosa. Rosa is a platform for Red Hat OpenShift service running on AWS, and this is the CLI for it.
Pinpox added Wastebin. Wastebin is a paste bin.
RavenZ46 added CopWR, a low-level control GUI for the Pipefire media server.
Rukadi added Fletito, a Ruby MIT-licensed CLI utility that helps search data inside JSON and YAML files.
Ruthur added Motrix Meta, Matrix Meta as a new matrix bridge for both Facebook and Instagram.
Shamrock Lee added GFAL2, GFAL2 Python, and GFAL2 Util. GFAL2 stands for Grid File Access Library V2. It provides a layer of abstraction and unified POSIX-like way to access different kinds of GRID storage systems.
Sig Magnificent added Kano. Kano is a text editor written in C using NCurses, inspired by both Nano and NVIM.
Soysfa added Manim Slides, a tool used for live presentations using Manim.
Soyuz Panda added PVSNESLib, free and open source development kit for the Nintendo SNES.
SPK added Upsun, the unified tool for managing your Upsun services from the command line.
Terrorbyte added GoBear, an implementation of the BARE message format for Go.
The Foss Guy added U-Boot Nano PCT6. It's a U-Boot package for the friendly ELEC Nano PCT6.
Thomas Hedged added ActionAw, a cross-platform automation tool.
Thomas Hedged also added Sterling PDF, a locally hosted web application that allows you to perform various operations on PDF files.
TwitchYO added Random File Tree. Create a random file or directory tree or structure in Python for testing purposes.
VPO Chapois added LD Proxy, a simple tool to forward linker arguments to the actual linker executable, also given as an argument to LD Proxy.
We have two new NixOS modules added this week. Fabian Rigg added Technetium DNS Server, an open source DNS server that blocks ads and malware.
JopeJoe1 added App Image. It adds an option to add and configure App Image Run as a system package and as binfmt executor. Security fixes this week. Lesuisse patched curl to fix CVE-2024-2398 and CVE-2024-2004.
Lesuisse patched XPAT to fix CVE-2023-52425.
Lesuisse also patched GNU TLS to fix CVE-2024-28834 and CVE-2024-28835.
Ricicle added Python 3.11 packages Onyx to fix CVE-2024-27318 and CVE-2024-27319.
Ricicle patched Podman to fix CVE-2024-1753. Thank you, Samyak.
Thank you.
See you next week.